calling Doris and Jane with Deuces Themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Three things, I hope. I think it's three things. First, it is Jack's birthday. I did send him an email, and obviously got no response, which is unfortunately what I would expect. But I know there are issues. I don't know any updates, but I am clinging to 1 Corinthians 6:11, and I hope that's shared. Secondly, I was looking for something, a file, and ran across a video that Erica Lee did in 2008, so 10 years ago. It's the Keeping the Promise video that she wrote a script for, did all the video editing and so forth, and had me do the voiceover. And it's basically, in a sense, prophetic. It's significant. I'll send you the link. It's online now. I sent it to Erica Lee and didn't get a response. But the other thing I found at the same time was from October 5th of 2014, 4 years ago, a day when 1 Corinthians 6, the first few verses, the shameful thing that's described there happened. And again, it was like that Sunday or the following Sunday, whatever it was. I spoke at the institutional church I was attending at the time. It is recorded, and it's now online. I've sent it to you before, and I've listened to it again, and I basically stand by it. The things I said I committed to do, I continue to. That'll be online. And when I listen to both of them, I have wondered about, you know, it's there. It's not, there's not a public link per se there. But I've wondered about sharing that publicly. Because, the issue here is that, unfortunately, the institutional church has this terrible habit of ignoring the scripture. I found that just in living what Erica Lee wrote in Keeping the Promise, I'm living that out now far more publicly and getting a lot of flack for it. And I think the areas that I'm really trying to, and I've taken more time than I wanted, but really want to work on well, is the area of reconciliation and who defines marriage. Because it is the Lord who defines both. And the institutional church ignores it. And I'm going to strive for it. The only thing that can be done is foul, disgusting people reconciling with foul, disgusting people. There's no somebody is clean coming to somebody who is foul. It's foul people reconciling with foul people. It is the command of the Lord, and I'm going to continue to pursue it. And again, the Lord defines marriage, not man. And the state never the state doesn't define it, nor can they end it. It ends with death. I'm married to you, Dorothy Jane. You are my wife, and I love you, and I'm pursuing reconciliation, even though I basically haven't seen you in over 6 years. but you're the one I'm committed to. You're the one I love. This has gotten real long, and maybe I'll share this one too. For Jack, 1 Corinthians 6:11, I cling to that. For Erica Lee, that was profound, the video she did. For my lady, and as a role model to my kids, consider what I did on October 5th, 2014. The links will be in the email. I love you.